A garden is smaller than a lot. Is there anything larger than a lot but smaller than a field? How about
a
place?
Yes, I can't think.
Well, let's say you had about, you know, 5/6 tenths of tobacco or something like that. What would you call that?
Tobacco allotment.
Uh-huh.
But now just a field, I don't know.
What I'm thinking about is a patch. I mean, I know you use that, but I just wondered what that would be.
A pasture.
A patch.
Oh.
A patch.
You're right. Now, we say that, yes.
Sure, but I just wondered. Local. Yeah, I just wondered if a patch was bigger or smaller than a lot.
Well, it's usually smaller than a lot.
Smaller than a lot, but bigger than a garden.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And usually just one crop in the
patch. Oh, yeah, the blackberry patch.
Uh-huh. It's just usually the patch is identified by one.
Well, whatever.
You call it it'd be a blackberry patch. Could you have a tobacco patch?
Yeah, that's right. The tobacco, people mostly say the tobacco allotment or something like that, but you can say the tobacco patch yet, too.
And what kind of fencing did you have on the...
Rail fence at first. And then a plank fence, and then a wire fence.
Now, the rail fences were like this?
That's right, zigzag.
Did you ever call them anything else but just a rail fence? Did it have any kind of a...
I can't remember if we did. I guess they were called something else, but if they were, I can't remember.
And on top of the rails, sometimes they put up a cross thing like this.
Yeah, now what was that? I know there was a name for that, but I can't think of it now.
Do you call that a stake and rider?
Yeah.
A stake and rider fence?
That's exactly what it was.
Okay,
I couldn't think of it.
Yeah, did you pronounce that? You say that. I want to get your pronunciation.
A stake and rider.
Yeah. Now, did you ever hear of any fences that either here or in any place nearby that they called them a worm fence or a galloping fence or...
No, we didn't have that in this section.
They just call them rail fence.
It's a rail fence.
And the things they went later when they used the planks, they'd have to drive
stakes or posts.
Yeah.
Posts, fence posts.
All right.
Or we use that word yet too.
And then around an enclosure, if you took the rocks and stones out of a field, you might put up a...
Oh, yes, you had a rock fence then.
Right. And you mentioned the word before, talking about China. What were the eggs used for, put under a setting hen?
Setting eggs.
Is that what you call them? Setting eggs? These were the artificial eggs.
Artificial eggs was something you bought to put in the nest to make the hens lay.
What were they called? Did you have any names for the artificial?
Nest egg is what they were called.
And what were they made out of?
Mostly of the wood. The first ones were wood.
Uh-huh.
And then later they got to making one from something like delf, heavy china.
Uh-huh. Would you call that either a delf egg or a china egg?
A delf.
A delf egg?
Uh-huh. Or a wooden egg.
Uh-huh.
And the word nest egg covered both.
Yeah.
You bought a nest egg, you figured your hens would lay better if they had a nest egg.
When you bring the water in, if you're bringing the water in from the house, out into the house, you have to bring it in a...
Fetch it.
Yeah, in a what? Fetch it in a what?
Tote it. Go tote a guy in the water.
What did you tote it in? Thing you toted it in.
Oh, a bucket.
Yeah. Now, would you call it a bucket or a, would you always call it a bucket?
A pail.
Would you use either term? Or?
Yeah, we use both of those terms in this community. A bucket and a pail. A water pail. A water bucket.
And then something, is there any difference between a bucket and a pail?